Hello and welcome to the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. My name is Gough and my special guest today is a young lady who has been acting for, well, all of her life pretty much. She's been in a few Beer Nuts Productions films but have done a ton of other work as well. She's currently in Vancouver, Canada. It's Maya Rose Michaels. How are you doing, Maya?
I am doing awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. So for those who don't know much about Maya, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Tell us about where the love of acting sort of came about.
Yeah, actually, it's kind of a funny story. So I was born in Israel and then we moved to Australia. I think I was about seven. We're kind of coming back and forth until I was 12. But I had a bit of a hard time with the language and kind of meeting people, and mum and dad, who were both, thought, hey, you know, it's a good idea. Let's put her in an acting class. And here we are.
Fair enough. And so I assume you took to it pretty quickly when you were, so how old when you were doing the acting class?
Yeah, I started that when I was, let's say, 10, 11. It was actually a speech and drama class, and they kind of put you in a Steadfids really quickly. And it was, I think I'd been doing it for a couple of months, put me in a Steadfid, and I won the very first thing I ever did, which was, you know, someone who's still learning English, was living in a foreign country, was pretty cool. And yeah, I kind of haven't stopped since, although I think my my very academic family maybe possibly regret putting me in the arts, but...
And you took to it really quickly? You really just sort of loved it straight away?
Yeah. I started doing the Steadfids, and then I got into theatre, never really stopped. And then when I, after high school, I went to college and started studying theatre there, started working professionally immediately. And then since then I've done a bunch of theatre, a lot of theatre tours, and then obviously working with you on films. I've been in a Netflix show, been in an Amazon show, and now living in Vancouver. Most of the work here is for a lot of like the superhero shows, a lot of CW, and then a lot of Hallmark movies of the week. We do over 100 a year here.
Wow, very cool, very cool. Now, going back to Beer Nuts Productions, like I say, you've been in two of our films. You were in The War on Drugs, where you played a journalist. It was so funny. I love your performance in that film. It was so, so funny. And then you were also in The Environment, a little mockumentary we made where you played a rather outrageous scientist. Can you take us through your experiences of working with Beer Nuts and being on a Beer Nuts Productions film?
Yeah, they're so much fun. It's been a little while. I think I'm due to come back and maybe work on one.
Yeah, you're the one that buggered off. It wasn't me. I was happy to keep hiring you, but you're the one that pissed off to Canada, you know?
Oh, I know. And then look at us now. We'll have to do maybe a Zoom cameo. Yeah, but they're super fun. I came in, I think I was one of the first actors to audition for the first role I booked with you. And I mean, I remember just us cracking each other up. It was a really funny script. And I think later when I booked the role, I think you told me pretty much that straight away as soon as you met me that I had it. But you might have just been saying that to be nice to me. I don't know.
No. Because the first one you did was The War on Drugs, and your performance in that was so funny. It really did. It tickled me, and you had it right from the audition. Because I think actually I'd like you to chat about this generally speaking, is when I'm auditioning somebody, I can usually tell pretty quickly if they're going to get the part from if they get the jokes and how they deliver my jokes. So it's about how they understand the character. And if they understand the character going into the audition, then really, I mean, 95% of the work and job is done. Are you able to maybe chat a little bit about that, about taking the character from a script and turning it into something and understanding what you're doing kind of a situation?
Yeah, well, it's really interesting as actors because a lot of the time you don't. I mean, you get given the script. Sometimes you get a bit of information about the character, and it's, you kind of, you know, you dig through, you look for clues. Larry Moss, who's one of the big acting coaches, he says, what's the given circumstance? So I think for me, especially working on your work, you know, it's reading the script, pulling out any clues that are set up about the character. So I remember that first character that I played, she was very... I mean, she lived in her truth. So she was saying really outrageous things, but to her, it was the truth for her. So I think that's what makes it funny. And I think if people came in and played it maybe too over the top, or were judging the character for the things they were saying, then the comedy would be lost. So I know for me, that's my journey, is going through, pulling through what is given circumstance about the character. And then, I mean, comedy, I've been really lucky to have studied a lot of comedy and improv. And I think that, you know, the rules of comedy are the things are set up in threes or there's certain beats. And I think, I mean, working with your writing, it's not hard to pull out the, it's easy to see the formula and to see the jokes that they're so laid out for you. So hopefully I didn't butcher them, because here we are.
Well, no, because otherwise I would have sacked you immediately. So no, it was all good.
Didn't get sacked from the movie.
No, yes. It's always a bonus, always a bonus. Now, like I said, after you finished doing The Environment, the second film for us, pretty much straight away you were on the plane over to Canada. So what was the motivation and the reason for leaving and trying out Vancouver?
Yeah, actually, well, I was really lucky that right before I went to Vancouver, I got to work on your movie. And then I also worked on a little Amazon show. And I kind of just felt, you know, I've got a couple of really exciting credits behind me. And I was actually supposed to go to the States. And I had a friend who was going to Vancouver, and I didn't even know there was a film scene here. And he convinced me to go, and I went thinking I'd just stay here for 6 months. And it's honestly, the industry here is incredible. It's much more similar to Australia in that people are actually nice, whereas in LA it's kind of, you know, people are, I love LA, I've lived there for quite a while, but it's a little bit more it's harder to trust people for good reason. Whereas in Australia, I think, especially being in the arts, it's a lot more collaborative and people are really thrilled to be creating. And I've definitely experienced that here in Vancouver. It's very similar, which I think is why I've stayed for so long.
Well, I was actually going to ask you about that because, you know, obviously, even though it is Canada and, you know, they speak English and all that sort of stuff, there are going to be some cultural differences. So working on a film set is obviously going to be a little bit different over there to here in Australia. What sort of things have you picked up on?
Oh, that's such a good question. I could talk for days about the difference between Americans and Canadians, which is really interesting because it's, you know, right across the border. Canadians are very, very nice. So nice that I think it's actually to a detriment. I think one of my first days here, I was trying to cross the road and someone was driving and they had right of way and they stopped for me and they were like, no, please go. And then another car came and there was actually three cars all being like, no, you go, no, you go, no, you go, no, you go. And I just, for about 5 minutes, these people were just sitting in their cars trying to be nice to the other person. and actually, I feel like I noticed that a little bit on set as well, mostly with the actors, is that, you know, in Australia, everyone's nice, but everyone has a really great level of communication. And I think here, everyone's kind of just trying not to step on, in Vancouver, people are trying not to step on each other's toes, where, so say for you, for example, as a director, you will tell me what you want and hopefully do it. But in a nice way, because, you know, you know what you want and you communicate that. Not saying they can't do that in Vancouver. They can definitely do that. But yeah, there is definitely personality. I've noticed personality changes. And also, I really think that in Australia, people are quite laid back. I don't know if that's to do with being by the ocean or just the beautiful weather. But yeah, I haven't found that anywhere else in the world. But you just walk in and you meet a new person. And like, hey, how's it going? And straight away, you kind of have a relationship with them.
Cool, very cool. And so well, since you've been over in Vancouver, you have been kicking goals. You've been doing some really great work. Can you take us through a few of the different projects you've been doing while in Canada that people can check out?
Yeah, absolutely. So I did do all my projects are my favorites, but some of my projects, which is great, is I am in a web series called Vote for Janet. It's very topical, very much to do with like the election that's happening right now. They can also check out, I was in a movie called Little Philip's Birthday Present. It is doing really, really well. It's winning a bunch of awards. It's in a lot of film festivals. I think it's available for streaming, but I couldn't tell you where. It's on my IMDb. And actually, my last 6 months I started working in casting. So as a casting assistant, and since I started in March, and already we've cast 10 movies, which, you know, considering we're in the middle of a pandemic and the industry shut down for 6 months, I think that's pretty great.
So to For those folks who don't know much about acting and film and whatnot, when you say you're working in, is in the casting department, when people come in for an audition, obviously they need somebody to read the other lines back to them. So they've got, they're acting with somebody. Are you taking that person and doing that sort of stuff? Like, can you take us through some of the stuff you do in that regard?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm working as a casting assistant, which means sometimes I'm the person that reads with the actors when they come into the room. Sometimes I'm the person that actually will give them the notes. So I'm the person that's running the session. So they'll come in and see my terrifying face. and I'm the one that picks the audition scenes for them. And then does all the fun communicating with the agents as well.
Well, now that you've been in that side of things, maybe you could give young folks out there who, you know, 17, 18, who are sort of getting started, a couple of key audition tips so they don't stuff it up.
Yeah, I'd love to. Okay, so I think the biggest thing we see that we wish we didn't see is when people have learned their audition in a very specific way. And I think that comes from when you learn your lines in one way and then you're not open to redirect. Because for us, if we say you do it one way and we give you a note, oh, can you do it as if, you know, you're, this person's actually makes you really uncomfortable, but they haven't practiced it that way and they're just not open to that, immediately we cannot hire that person, because if they cannot take direction, we can't have them on set. And then the other thing I'd really love actors to know is that casting, they're human and they really want you to book the part. They want you to come in and blow them away so that they know they have valid choice, a viable choice to send to production, because casting is just doing their job the same as you're coming in doing your job. Yeah, so they're just human and they want you to succeed, and it is a collaboration. And if you can come in, and if you're nervous, that's okay. Take a few breaths, shake it out. We're here to support you and encourage you, and we really, really want you to do a good job.
I'd like to go back to your first point on there, because as you know, you've auditioned for me. That's how I met you. Obviously, your agent sent you to me. And I think I say now, when people come in for an audition with Beer Nuts, the first thing I always tell them is no improv. Let's just stick to what you're going to do. And so if then they start going completely off the script, I'm like, well, you can't follow direction. Your very first direction was no improv. And here you go, not following the script. All of a sudden, it's a red cross for me. You're not going to get that part. So, yeah, I think following direction of what you tell them is obviously, you don't know better than the people making the project. I mean, you've had specific instructions. You know, they've said, Maya, we're looking for A, B, C, and D. So you've got a specific criteria. Is that fair? Am I speaking correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually hearing it from someone who is a writer, director, producer, it's kind of reinforcing that, you know, and especially when you're auditioning for someone like you, who is the writer, respect the material. And I think it's sometimes people do, they ad lib, or maybe they don't quite say the right words, whether that's through lack of preparation, or the only time it's a huge issue is when they think that they know more than the writer or the director.
Yeah.
And yeah, like you said, it's not really acceptable. Someone has spent a really long time and might have information that probably does have information that the actors don't have about the material. So respect the work. You can bring in your own spin, but get that clean take. Maybe ask the person you're auditioning with, hey, I've got some ideas for a bit of improvisation. Would you be open to seeing it? And if you ever ask and someone says no, do not take it personally. It has nothing to do with you. They just have a very clear vision for what they want.
Absolutely, 100%. Perfect. I couldn't have said it better myself. So just what do you miss about us? Because you've been in Vancouver now for the best part of 3 years. What are you missing about here in Australia? Give me one or two things you wish were in Vancouver that you don't have.
I mean, obviously the weather and the beaches, but I really do. I feel like I spent 10 years in the Australian film community, and I was, you know, I don't have access to people like you and the other people that I used to collaborate with. And that is really sad, because I think we're all kind of growing together. And so, you know, you're now doing this podcast, and you were just telling me before you haven't stopped during COVID. So during a pandemic, not only have you started new projects, you keep going from strength to strength and things like that. You know, that's kind of sad not to be in that community anymore. And especially now with COVID, I can't just hop on a flight and come back and, you know, do a film with you and then come back here or anything like that. So yeah, I definitely miss that.
That's right. No germs are going to stop me. I'm immune. I'm like the Rolling Stones. I just keep going. There's nothing will stop me. But so Maya, what are some of the goals for the future? Because obviously you, if people look up your IMDb page, they will see you got a stack of stuff coming up. What are the goals for the future? What are you hoping to achieve?
Oh, that's such a good question. I would love to start auditioning for some of the things that are happening in Australia, actually, would be really nice. So if my Australian agent is listening, please. but I also, you know, I'm really enjoying the Vancouver community, and I would love to book maybe a recurring role in one of the shows that film here, more than one episode, and have a little character that comes back. That would be great. Yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Fair enough. Well, you can say whatever you wish. There's no wrong answers, so it's all good. Now, if people do want to... Go on.
Oh, no, I was just joking. Did I pass the test?
No, you get the part, Maya. It's all good. So for people who want to know more about Maya Rose Michaels, where can they go to learn more about you?
Yeah, absolutely. So they can check out my IMDb. I'm also on social media. I do have Instagram and a professional Facebook account. So they're probably the best places.
So we just type in, and Maya is M-A-I-A, because it's a little bit different spelling to what people might assume. So yeah, Maya Rose Michaels, type that into Google and your pretty face will come up for people to click on.
That's me. I'll be right there.
So, and as I said, she's also in a couple of Beer Nuts Productions films. So you can check out her work at beernutsproductions.com as well. But thank you so much for giving us your time today, Maya. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. Lovely to hear your voice and lovely to hear how busy you've been during this pandemic, where most other people are kind of stopping and standing still. It's inspiring. And I hope it also is inspiring other artists in Australia who are maybe, you know, have a little bit more time to start creating, and maybe they can follow in your footsteps.
No, I agree. That's a really good point. You can't stand still. You've got to keep moving forward and creating. I think that's really important. So, yeah, thank you so much, Maya, for coming on the podcast, and continued success. And I really genuinely look forward to working with you again. I'm sure you'll be back in Australia soon, so we'll get you in to do some more Beer Nuts nonsense shortly.
Can't wait.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of the Beer Nuts Productions podcast for this week. My name is Goff, obviously. Make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast through whatever podcast app you're listening to this in. Of course, leave a friendly comment if you feel the urge to do so. And of course, beernutsproductions.com for all your entertainment needs. Until next time, we'll speak to you then.